All right, first thoughts. Good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show. 39 degrees, quarter to six. Great to have you with us. And first day of Lent today. We're going to start a new devotion. We're going to try to stick with during Lent. I'll get to that shortly. But all right. For starters, what's on my mind? International travel. My wife left yesterday. You remember John Candy, Steve Martin, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Peggy's story yesterday was car, bus, and plane. Yes, it was a funny thing because I get a call shortly before 8 o'clock. She's like, honey, do you have my keys? And yes, I did. Car wash story that didn't pan out the night before. And I thought hang her keys up, but I hadn't done it. A thought is not an action. And so, thankfully, Caleb covered for me. I dashed out of here, got her the keys. Anyhow, she got there fine, got to Madison. Took the bus from there to Chicago. It's nice not having to drive into Chicago, worry about the tolls, and flew out 6 o'clock shortly thereafter last night. And we've got daughters coming back from Italy, as I mentioned earlier. I don't know. They're probably in the air already. I know their journey there was Madison, Detroit, Paris, and Italy. So looks like they've had a great trip. And my son was obviously Dawson. The host of the drive was in Japan. I guess Michael and I are the ones who stay put around here, so... And dealing with the recovery after the flood we had, the Groundhog Day flood, more than 2 weeks in. Trials come and you deal with them. Thanks so much to the folks who have helped us with, again, Steamatic and track, when I say track construction, I don't think it's construction, but anyhow, their affiliate business there and Hurlbird Plumbing yesterday, a godsend to take away this whistle noise we'd had for like 5 days from the upstairs toilet. All right, that's maybe more than you need to know, but here we go. Today in history, on this day in 1564, painter, sculptor, and architect Michelangelo died in Rome, speaking of Italy, at the age of 88. He lived a good long life. In 1885, on February 18th, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published in the United States for the first time. This is the day in 1930 the planet Pluto was discovered by Clyde W. Tombaugh at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. Originally classified as the ninth planet from the sun, Pluto was reclassified as a dwarf planet or minor planet in 2006, 20 years ago, and the world has not been the same. Did you see the movie Oppenheimer? This is the day in 1967 physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer died at the age of 62 as head of the Manhattan Project. Played a major role in the development of the atomic bomb. This is the day in 1998, legendary Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey died at the age of 77, and also on this day in 2001.
We've lost Dale Earnhardt.
Seven-time NASCAR champion Dale Earnhardt died at the age of 49. Earnhardt was killed after his race car crashed in the last lap of the Daytona 500. And finally, the devotion I've got is from Bob Goff. It's called Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And for February 18th, it is, we'll be known for our opinions, but remembered for our love. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, do everything in love. And Goff says, conferences have a way of gathering together speakers who fit a specific identifiable set of characteristics. We sometimes call it a person's brand. Whether it's an academic retreat, a Christian summit, or business development day, we divide people into categories and invite them based on their expertise or area of interest. We've got the justice seeker, the leadership guy, the expert on millennials, the tech-savvy speaker, the innovative woman entrepreneur, or the psychologist. We take a multifaceted, complex, whole human being and give them a tagline. Goff says, I'm not saying that's all bad. It's just not the whole story. No one is completely defined by their knowledge or what they've accomplished. At the end of each of our lives, if you ask the people who knew us what they'll miss the most, it'll be the small ways we love the people around us. It'll be the memories we made and the big mess-ups we walked through together. It'll be our kindness, not our qualifications, that outlast us. It'll be the time we unsuccessfully tried to wrap a puppy up for Christmas, not the perfect vacation we planned or the raise we got. It'll be the fire we started by mistake in the house while trying to make an indoor s'mores during a storm. We won't be missed because of the lectures we gave or arguments we won. We'll be missed because someone will want to call us to share a joy from the day and remember we're no longer there to share the celebration. In short, says Bob Goff, we'll be known for our opinions, but we'll be remembered for our love. Don't forget what will matter in the end. The love you leave behind will be your legacy. Today's question, what's something simple you've done for someone recently because you love them? All right, we are making the birthday segment bigger and better than ever before. And Yeah, before I even go to the listener line today, this one, somebody let us know about this. I think through wib.com/celebrations, where we just have oodles of prizes that somebody's going to win. End of the month, we'll take all of the birthday celebrants, all of the celebration celebrants, if you will, because we're doing birthdays, anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating. For instance, today, Gabe says this is my dad's first anniversary of his rebirth. His dad, Bill Swanson, he says he was without oxygen for 12 to 14 minutes and in a coma for 2 days. He woke up on February 18th. He has cord paralysis and now has a trach along with cortical blindness. This Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30 at Menominee Moose Lodge, they're holding a benefit. So, wow. Well, we see you. There you go. Birthdays, anniversaries, and also the anniversary of your rebirth. That's what a story. Thank you, Gabe, for letting us know about that. Wib.com/celebrations. And Bill will be in the drawing for a free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory Coffee House and Cafe, located there in Menominee at their location at 1632 North Broadway. Also, a $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake or candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. And I know there's two more prizes coming. Oh, we're so close to announcing them. Hopefully tomorrow. For the big drawing, end of the month, I guess we're going to do it on the 27th. This guy is turning 72 today. Can you recognize him?
You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my hair.
Yeah, that, of course, is John Travolta here on WWIB. And his records and his credits include the films Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Pulp Fiction, Ladder 49, Wild Hogs, Hairspray, From Paris with Love. But I remember him from this sitcom, That's How Old I Am.
Welcome.
Yeah, Welcome Back, Kotter. That's the show I remember him on. He was Vinny Barbarino. Folks, I grew up in the 70s. What can I say? Thumb Appreciation Day. When's the last time you told your thumb? I'm looking at my thumb right now and saying, I appreciate you. Okay, and also today, that was weird.
Here is Fournette, crosses the blue line. We're down to a half a minute left to go. Fournette comes in, fires a shot, and win it! Matt Fournette! Oh, he found the back of the cage!
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with a pair of Mycon movie tickets on the line.
The carryover from Tuesday trivia, the question we've been working on, and you can call at 715-723-2555 with your best guess. There are over 10 million of these of what in the United States? There are over 10 million of these in the United States. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a jingle with your best guess. Over 10 million of what in the United States? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it laptops?
Is it laptops? Laptop computers.
There are a lot of them.
Got a couple of those at our house. Is it laptops, Evelyn?
Sorry.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Keep it coming here. WWIB for a pair of Mycon movie tickets.
715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. God bless you. So this is Angus from Wausau, and my guess is fire hydrants.
Fire hydrants. Angus from Wausau says fire hydrants. Did he get it, Halvo?
Sorry, Angus.
Not it. Good to hear from Wausau. 94.3 FM, 715-723-2555 to call in for this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Melissa in Oxio.
Hi, Melissa.
What do you think?
I would like to guess maybe pet dogs.
Pet dogs.
Dogs.
Checking back to see if we've had that guest. We haven't yet. Over 10 million pet dogs in the United States. Melissa? Not it.
Good
guess, though. And as we've been saying, some of these things could be plausible, could be very possible, could even be true. Just not the question we're looking for, or the answer, rather. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, William, what do you think?
American flags.
American flags. Are there over 10 million American flags in the United States? Possible, but...
Sorry, William.
Not it. Thank you, Willem. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air for Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, back through. What do you think this time?
Is it schools?
Is it schools? How about, is it schools? Are there over 10 million schools in the U.S.?
Another good guess. There's a lot, right? Elementary, middle, high school, but that's not it, Evelyn. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
I think there's 10 million of earbuds.
10 million earbuds.
That's a great
earbuds
guess.
And all those things, and then you just lose one, and what do you do? 10 million earbuds? Not it. Thank you, Taryn. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Three guesses here left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, third tries the charm, maybe.
Wow.
What do you think?
Is it refrigerators?
Is it refrigerators? And if yours is running, you better go catch it. Are there over 10 million refrigerators in the United States, Evelyn?
Sorry.
Not it. All right, two guesses left. Otherwise, we push this off to 745 and give you a clue. Good morning. You're on the air with Caleb and Halvo on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
All right, William, you're back through. What do you think, buddy?
Traffic lights.
Traffic lights. Are there traffic lights? Over 10 million traffic lights in the United States. Halvo, did William get it?
Sorry, William.
Not it. All right, final guess here. Let's go eeny, miny, moe on the phone lines. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, four times. I don't know how she gets through when the phone lines are jam-packed, but she does it.
That may be a record.
All right, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it grocery stores?
Is it grocery stores? All sorts of varieties of grocery stores. Are there over 10 million of them in the United States? How about maybe we won't have to give a clue if Evelyn got it right here. Did she?
She did not.
It's not. All right. We'll give you a chance to win these Micon Cinemas movie passes coming up in 20-ish minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. And Caleb, it's clue time.
It is indeed. So what we've been working on this morning is a carryover from a Tuesday trivia question. And that's this. There are over 10 million of these in the United States. There are over 10 million what in the United States?
We have had a lot of guesses in four rounds of this over 2 days. And the clue is it is food related.
Food related. Over 10 million what in the United States? Over 10 million of these in the United States. Two Micon Cinemas movie passes for you. Figure this out. Over 10 million what? Food related. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. We'd love to have your guesses right now. 723-2555.
Evelyn in Fall Creek was heading us in that direction. The last guess we had, she said grocery stores. So food related, you know?
Over 10 million what in the United States think food related? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eileen from Stanley.
All right, Eileen, what do you think?
All right, it's probably already been guessed. McDonald's.
A McDonald's. We've had fast food restaurants, so I think that'd kind of be in that category. So we'll give you a bonus guess.
Okay. Farms.
Farms. 10 million farms. Thinking food related. Agriculture, of course.
Good try. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi.
Let's try here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air for a Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo. What do you think? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire. I was literally just going to say farms.
All right. Well, she beat you to it.
What do you think, Vicky?
Restaurants in general.
Restaurants in general. Just restaurants in general. Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, what do you think?
Bakery?
Bakeries. Over 10 million bakeries in the United States.
A lot of bakeries.
My goal to visit as many of them as possible.
A lot of bakeries, a lot of donuts. That's not it, though, Lindsay.
Thank you for the call from Cricket Country, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Stephen from Greenwood. What about creameries?
Creameries.
There
we go.
We
not had that guess. Not at all.
Good to hear from Greenwood.
Over 10 million creameries in the United States. Is that what we're looking for, Halvo?
Sorry, Steve.
Not it. 715-723-2555. Over 10 million what in the United States? And we said first clue, think food-related. Good morning. You're on the air for a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa from Osseo.
What do you think?
Pizza restaurants?
pizza restaurant. I think we've had pizza chains guest already and restaurants, so we'll give you a bonus guess here.
Oh, boy. 10 million convenience stores.
The convenience stores, not it. Thank you, Melissa. 715-723-2555. Three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
How about Meat Lockers?
Meat Lockers.
We
that
are
has
thinking.
Not been guessed, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Meat Lockers?
Sorry?
It's not. Thank you, Jim. 715-723-2555 with two guesses left this hour. Good morning. You're on the air with Caleb and Halvo on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Jean calling from Menominee.
What do you think, Jean?
Well, I'm going to go the opposite direction, and I'm thinking in a negative thought, and I'm going to say food-related illnesses, like foodborne illnesses.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we see recalls and things like that all the time. It seems like these days is a food-related or foodborne illnesses. Not it. Thank you, Jean. All right, one call left. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sandy from Eau Claire.
All right, Sandy, you're the last guest here in the 7 a.m. hour. What do you think? Over 10 million what in the United States? We said think food-related.
Could it be air fryers?
Could it be air fryers? Do you have an air fryer, Alva?
We do.
We have one as well. Very much enjoy it. Is it air fryers? It's not. All right. Over 10 million what in the United States? We've got another clue for you coming up, but you'll have to wait until after 8:15.
Winner Wednesday in the Wib Wake Up Show. Third try today. Sixth time over the last 2 days. And Caleb, we really, truly do want to give away this pair of MyCon movie tickets.
Yes, maybe you want to use it to go see I Can Only Imagine 2 opening tomorrow night at MyCon Cinemas. But you can see any movie of your choice with a guest. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win those MyCon Cinemas movie passes. But you have to answer this question here on the Wib Wake Up Show, and it has to do with 10 million. There are over 10 million of these. 10 million what in the United States? And we start stacking clues at this point.
We told you earlier it's food related, and now, Caleb, our second clue.
Think people, think human.
Okay.
All right. Think people, think human, food related. Add those two together. There are over 10 million of these in the United States. 10 million what? 715-723-2555. So food related, but now human, people. Think human, think people. See if that helps you along. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Vicky?
Sadly, people that are considered obese.
People that are considered obese. Over 10 million in the United States. Sorry. I played the wrong thing. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's just not what we're looking for.
You're getting me all excited.
I did get you all excited. I'm so sorry.
Sadly, there are, too many people in that category, but that is not the correct answer.
Oh, man. I feel bad about that. Thank you, Vicky.
I've done it before, Caleb.
When I rearrange my little sound bites here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Chautauqua.
Hey, Shelly. What do you think?
How about waitresses or waiters?
Waitresses. Yeah, servers, waitstaff, over 10 million of them in the United States. Play the right thing this time.
But they're listening to the clues.
Yes. Well done. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Hey, Bob.
Go ahead.
Hey, fast food worker?
Fast food workers. We've had fast food chains and restaurants. Fast food workers. Not it. Thank you.
But it's food related and human related, so.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tracy from Chippewa Falls.
Tracy, what do you think?
I think people with food allergies.
People with food allergies. Over 10 million of them in the United States.
There are a lot of them. We've got them in my family. Sorry, Tracy.
Not it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Melissa from Osseo.
Hi, Melissa.
You've been trying hard. Melissa, what do you think?
Are there chefs?
Chefs.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, we've had fast food workers, but saying, hey, how about actual chefs? Over 10 million of them in the United States.
Sorry, Melissa.
Not it. Three guesses left at 715-723-2555. No one on that line, so the phone line's open for a moment. 715-723-2555. Over 10 million what? Over 10 million of these in the United States. We've told you food-related, but now we said think people, think human. And a lot of folks, again, taking those clues to heart and trying to figure this out. Three guesses left if we get them. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
I was just there last night. What do you think, Beth?
I'm going to say delivery drivers like me.
Sure. Delivery drivers. Is that what we're looking for, Beth?
Sorry, Beth.
No, but thank you for hauling our stuff all over the place, Beth. Yes. We appreciate you and all the delivery drivers. Two guesses left if we've got them. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River.
Hey, go ahead, Steve.
How about cashiers?
How about cashiers?
Good guess.
Yeah, a lot of different environments need cashiers, but not it. All right, 715-723-2555. One final guess before we push this beyond 845 and give you another clue to stack. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, it's Melissa from Osseo again.
Hey, Melissa. Go ahead.
I'm going to say waitresses, I guess.
That's been guessed. Do you have a backup guess?
Yeah, wait staff we just did.
Oh, wait staff. Can't think of something.
Okay.
My dog can.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, hey, you think about it. Maybe call us back next time. Melissa, thank you for the call. So one more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Vicky.
How about farmers?
How about farmers? Is it farmers?
Sorry, Vicky.
It's not. I think we had that guest earlier as well, too. So we'll give you another clue later, actually, and stack the clues that we gave you earlier, and we'll see if we can get this solved.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. The big question right now is, will we get a winner before the end of the show?
Tuesday trivia carried over to Win It Wednesday. This happens fairly often. We are still trying to give away that great prize to Micon Cinema's movie passes for you and a guest to see a movie of your choice at any Micon Cinema's location. The question we've been working on since 7:45 yesterday is this. There are over 10 million of these in the United States. Over 10 million what in the United States? And our first clue was food related.
Yes, food related. And then earlier this hour, we said it's human related. And the third clue is this could be you or someone you know.
All right. So food related, human related, people. And then this could be you or someone you know. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. There are over 10 million what? 10 million of these in the United States. Food related, people related. This could be you or someone you know. 715-723-2555. Who wants to go to the movies on our dime? Your chance to win your way in to a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas. 715-723-2555. We've had lots of great guesses. We've heard from Rice Lake, Cameron, Eau Claire, Augusta, Hayward, Chippewa Falls, Ladysmith, Ernie, Blair, Fall Creek, Bruce, Barron, Wausau, Osseo, Menominee, Stanley, Greenwood, Ernie, Chetek, Elk Mound. Can't do it all in one breath in Black River Falls.
I really hope we get a winner, not just because I want somebody to get a free pair of Micon movie tickets, but also it's really hard coming up with clues.
Yes. So solve this, would you please? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Who's got a guess? There are over 10 million of these. 10 million what in the United States? Food related, human, people related. This could be you or someone you know. Good morning, WWIB. You're the first one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
Marion from Tony. We haven't heard from Tony yet. I'll add that to the list. What do you think?
Food allergies.
Food allergies.
That was guessed.
That was guessed. Do you have kind of a backup guess in your back pocket, Marion?
No.
All right. Call us back. Think about it. 715-723-2555 as we go back to the phone lines. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from? Are you with us? Good morning, WWIB. Oh, man, we must have. Maybe they were thinking the same thing, too. 715-723-2555. Over 10 million of these in the United States.
Food related, human related, and the latest clue, this could be you or someone you know.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from today?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie, go ahead.
I'm thinking, like, you know, the personal water bottles. You know, like a Wallace and.
So personal water bottles.
Like you have one?
Yeah, like people own them.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going with that. Is that what we're looking for?
It's not.
Not it. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your guess. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Sevilla from Blair.
Hey, Sevilla, what do you think?
Is it the... Lactose intolerant?
Is it lactose intolerant? Over 10 million folks with lactose intolerance in the United States.
That could be the case, but it's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, just not it. Thank you, Sevilla. 715-723-2555. Now a few more folks think they have the idea. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Annette from Mondovi.
Go ahead.
I think the gal just guessed my guess.
Oh, no.
Allergies.
Well, we've had food allergies guess. She said lactose intolerance specifically. Do you have something else you wanted to guess?
Peanut allergies.
Peanut allergies. Over 10 million folks with peanut allergies in the United States.
Not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
I'm going to give another clue. It's not allergies.
Not allergies. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nate from Barron.
Nate, go ahead.
Celiac disease.
Celiac disease. I think we could give you a bonus guess because we're going to say, right, not allergy or anything related. I guess celiac disease wouldn't necessarily be an allergy, but kind of in that vein. So just to be fair, we'll give you a bonus guess here, Nate. Do you have another guess?
That's okay.
All right. Think about it. Call us back, Nate. We can try and take a couple more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Vicky again.
Go ahead, Vicky.
How about on a diet?
How about on a diet? Over 10 million people on a diet in the United States.
Nope, sorry.
Not it. All right. One guess more. Left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Are you with us?
Yes, this is Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, go ahead. Solve it right here, right now.
Is it vegetarian?
Is it vegetarians? Over 10 million vegetarians in the United States. Otherwise, we go on to try it again Thursday. But we don't need to because you got it.
You're going to the movies.
Well done. Yes, estimates at least 10, maybe even as many as 15 million vegetarians in the United States. Beth, are you a vegetarian or how did you solve that?
No, I have kids with food allergies, so.
All right.
There you go. Well, Beth, we're going to send you to a movie of your choice with a guest at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hang Congratulations. On the line for us. We'll get your info. Yes, it's solved on a Win It Wednesday, and Beth is our winner. Over 10 million folks.
I like how you set it up.
In the United States.
Beth, are you going to do it? And she did.
There you go.